4 BYU.
For BYU, KD2BNG Mobile. How you doing this afternoon?
Baby knows what CQ means, KI4DOS.
Happened before. You know, oops, my radio farted.
Yeah, either that or they ka-chunk and all of that. Don't ever say anything. What are you out doing this afternoon?
Not much, just doing some shopping. I went over to Target and I got me one of those SodaStream machines because I'm always drinking, you know, pop or seltzer, and it's just easier than dealing with the plastic bottles.
Well, let me know how it works out for you.
2 liter bottle of pop, let's say, is 80 cents or maybe a dollar. I can make the equivalent amount for about the same, and I don't have to deal with disposing of empty bottles or, you know, carrying around bottles in the grocery cart. You know, and that and things like seltzer. I really only need Coke or Pepsi or RC Cola and seltzer. I drink a lot of seltzer, especially when it gets warmer. It's, you know, because it's fizzy, it's like more refreshing than just water,
Got that. I drink a lot of water when it gets warmer, but I hadn't thought about the seltzer, with it being kind of bubbly, so to speak. But, you know, it's okay. I enjoy the water. I got to where I drink more water than I do anything else.
As well, Or actually, if I have store-bought pop in like a 2 liter bottle, I'll mix it with water or seltzer. You know, because I guess as you get older, your sweet tooth is less. You don't crave sweet. So I'll dilute the stuff. And, you know, you're probably better off, less sugar in your diet anyway.
And there, in case somebody else wants to get in there. I agree with that. Well, I don't have the sweet tooth that I used to have, but if it wasn't for water and tea and coffee, I don't know what I'd do.
The tea as well. One day at one of the thrift stores, I found the big, you know, the big party percolator, like the 42-cup coffee percolator. And I just, you know, throw half a dozen tea bags in there and brew up tea, like, you know, a gallon at a time. Because that's the other thing I'll drink. And, you know, a tiny amount of sugar. Yeah, I guess it is. Maybe it's a biological thing. As we grow older, we don't crave sugar anyway. And it's probably not a real good thing to have too much sugar in your diet.
That's true. We drink, the tea we drink, one tea bag makes a gallon of tea, and so Joy keeps it made up in the summertime. I drink a lot of tea and a lot of water, and a lot of coffee. I like a good hot cup of coffee when it's 100 degrees. A lot of people don't, but that seems to cool me off more so than a glass of iced tea does, but I guess I got a strange metabolism or something, but I do enjoy my coffee, and I drink coffee all day, every day, but I can drink a pot of coffee and lay down and go to sleep. A lot of people can't do that.
Just you. Yeah, same thing here. I can have an entire pot of coffee, and, you know, the caffeine doesn't really seem to work anymore on me. I don't know if it ever really did. You know, when I was working, I would drink a lot of coffee. If you're an office worker, that's pretty much all you drink. Maybe that's the reason. Maybe you get habituated to caffeine.
Probably what it is. You get accustomed to having all the caffeine, and you don't worry about it. And your body doesn't seem to need to process it the way it would otherwise. But I drink coffee. I drove a truck for a whole lot of years, and I always had me a thermos of coffee there beside me. And when it would run out, I'd stop and get me another one. I kept it full of coffee all the time. And, of course, I had the water and the soft drinks and other stuff in the cooler, refrigerator, or whatever I happened to have. But I enjoyed my coffee more than anything else, and still do. So I guess that's, my body has gotten so accustomed to having so much caffeine that seemed to affect it, to hype it up as far as that goes. Sure doesn't keep me awake, because Joy took a picture of me one day. I was sitting in my recliner with a cup of coffee, sound asleep. Luckily, I did not spill my coffee. I woke up, finished drinking my coffee, and set the empty cup down. But I was dead asleep with the coffee, holding it in my lap, and didn't spill a drop. I thought that was pretty good. KI4DOS Mobile.
You know what else? This is going to sound very strange at first, but nicotine. There are pharmaceutically beneficial effects of nicotine. It's a stimulant. It basically hypes up your central nervous system. And, it increases mental performance. It improves memory. It improves cognitive functioning. It's a mild antidepressant. And it's also an appetite suppressant, and it's also a mild diuretic if you have blood pressure problems. Nicotine gets a bad rap because people think nicotine and they think cigarette smoking, but if I could get me a bunch of nicotine gum and start chewing that, strangely enough, that might actually start doing me some good.
You're right about one thing. The folks do associate nicotine with smoking, and whether it be cigarettes or cigars or pipe or whatever. But that's amazing. I hadn't thought about using the nicotine gum like that. But maybe I'll have to get me some and try it just for giggles. Who knows? Glenn, I've arrived here at the house. I'm going to jump out and go inside and take all this dog food and other stuff I got in the car with me. Enjoyed the short QSO this afternoon. Hope you have a wonderful day. Get your shopping done and get home safely. We'll talk to you later there, young man. 73, KD2BNG, KF4DOS Mobile.
To you too, Gary. We'll talk at you later. KI4DOS, KD2BNG. Stay healthy, stay safe. I'll be clear.
QCQ, KO4, BYU, radio check.
BYU, KD2BNG, there you are. radio is working. Possible you don't hear me. I heard you, for what that's worth. Anyway, I got things to do. KD2BNG, clear.
QCQ, KO4, BYU.
KL4BYU, this is November 4, Hotel Charlie.
Or Hotel Charlie, did I copy that right?
That's Roger.
My first contact on ham radio, got my license Tuesday, got my radio hooked up in my truck here, and you are my first contact. Thank you, sir.
Honor to be your first contact. I want you to know I'm trying to remember mine. It was a little different circumstance. It was done with Morse code, and so that was back in 1981. Over.
One, I remember that. That was in the Navy years. I was out in Diego Garcia at that time.
Great. Well, my name is Warren, Whiskey, Alpha, Romeo, Romeo, Echo, November. And this is the 6-1 repeater located up on Caesar's Head. Has great coverage. And where did you take your test at? Because I help with the testing at the Red Cross building here down downtown near the hospital. Over.
That's exactly where I took my test at. You were probably one of the VEs that gave me my test.
Actually, I had to miss this last one. I took my wife to on a little advanced timing, as far as timing, Valentine's getaway up to Asheville. We had a great time last Saturday. So sounds like I missed it. That's sorry I missed it, but I was having a great time up there in Asheville. We had a lot of fun with another couple friend of ours from our church. Over.
Last Saturday I took the test, and I had bought this little Bofong UV82HP, and I never could seem to get in connection with the repeater up there at 610. I kept trying from where I work, I tried from the house, tried a bunch of different places, and just never could get connected. So I bought this little RF amplifier. It says it's supposed to boost my single up to 40 watts. I'm currently sitting in Simpsonville right now at the corner of 385 and Harrison Bridge Road. So I don't know how the distance is on that for a connection. BYU?
I guess I would have thought you would have been able to hit the 6-1 if you were especially up there on the bridge on going over 85. And not inside your truck or car. I might give you a suggestion there is get you a different antenna. Get a diamond. I know some people have comets and they like those. Get a different antenna for it. Over.
I've got a Nagoya NA77-1. They said it was supposed to improve the range. It might have had something to do with me being at work, and the buildings may have been blocking my line of sight to the 610 repeater. That could have been the problem. Over.
Yeah, if you were inside, that's very likely the issue. So you're able to program that with the keypad, or did you use programming software? Over.
Yeah, I programmed it some by hand, but I downloaded the Chirp software and loaded all of the local repeaters I got from the ham repeater book off the internet and programmed all the repeaters up through this area.
Very good. Well, welcome to amateur radio. It has been a great hobby and met many neat people. We had a little training and meeting this morning, and we had a great time. I learned a lot and met some new folks. So we'll welcome you aboard. I don't believe I caught your name. Over.
James Isbell, Isbell. Everybody calls me Izzy Isbell. Got stuck on me in the military years ago, and it's kind of hung around with me since then. I'm definitely working on getting my general ticket next and looking at updating, and maybe I'm trying to talk the wife into buying a radio, but you know how that goes. She let me buy this one because it was cheap. Over.
A good entry system. You get a chance to try things out without breaking the bank. We don't want you to do that. So I've got James. Did I copy that correctly? Is it James, Juliet, Alpha, Mike, Echo, Sierra?
That's correct, James. And the last name is Isbell, India, Sierra, Bravo, Echo, Lima. Over.
good, James. Well, good to chat with you. So are you retired? You were in the military there for a while. I didn't know if you retired from that, or did you get another occupation when you got out? What's the employment status there?
6 years in the Navy. I'd had enough and got out. Started working as an electrician, moved into electronics. I've had quite a few jobs. I've got a retirement from BMW, and I'm working over at GE right now, doing maintenance work on second shift, repairing their machinery. Over.
James, well, you've been a busy beaver there and gotten around, so that's very good. We have a beautiful day out there, and that sun just shining. I think I could just stand there and let it shine on me right on after all the rain we've had this winter. Over.
I was out in the backyard installing this amplifier in my truck, and I could see the water still flowing through my backyard as it's coming out of the woods. I was beginning to wonder if it was ever going to quit and whether I needed to go ahead and get the boat ready to float.
That's something else. So what kind of antenna do you have on your, is it a car or a truck? Over.
Truck, and I'm not really sure the make of it. I didn't, it kind of came as a package deal, so I didn't really look at the antenna. But I'm guessing it's doing pretty good because I can't really see Paris Mountain from here, but I am hitting it.
This repeater's on Caesar's Head, so you're going right over top of Paris Mountain and all the way up to the South Carolina, North Carolina line up there. So making a good trip. I usually run about 15 or 20 watts. I can't remember what the medium power is on my equipment in the car. And let me check and see what I'm running right here. This is N4HHC with KL4BYU.
And is Kilo Oscar 4 Bravo Yankee Uniform. And I am currently broadcasting on my Bofong, is putting out 8 watts into the amplifier that says I should be getting 40 watts, but I really have no way to verify that. Over.
So I got your call corrected. I'm sorry about that. KO4BYU. Brigham Young University. There you go. So I got that corrected, James. And so is there a way to, I got mine set on 30. I'm operating on my Kenwood TS-2000. It'll put out 100, but I don't need 100 watts to hit the repeater. Over.
What I understand from reading the little Chinese translated pamphlet I got with this amplifier, on my low power setting, it'll put out 15 to 20 watts. On the medium, it'll go to 30 watts. And on the high power output of my radio, it'll go to 40 watts. So I'm assuming I'm getting 40 watts, but like I said, I don't have a meter or output meter or anything hooked up, so I really have no way to verify that.
You may want to turn the little HT down. You'll definitely, it'll run cooler. Are you using a microphone that you plug in, or are you just holding the HT? If you if you're hanging on to the HT, you'll feel that running 8 watts. I would think you would feel that warm up pretty good. Over.
I'm holding the radio right now, and it doesn't feel warm at all. As far as the amplifier is a little warm, but nothing that I would be concerned with. So that's actually, I've got the microphone plugs into the amplifier, and then the radio plugs into the back of the amplifier with a little program cable connected between the radio and the amplifier. So the microphone is actually activating the radio's transmit level. Over.
Interesting. I'll have to look that up. I don't think I've seen an amplifier where you plug the microphone into the amplifier, but could be interesting. Very good. So what you got? You got anything new planned for this afternoon now that you got your radio going? Over.
My grandson is getting ready to take the ASVAB test for the Army, so I promised him this afternoon, evening, I'd help him study for the ASVAB test, so I'm looking forward to doing algebra and geometry and all that good stuff and all the crazy word problems that the Army's going to throw at him. This little amplifier was made by B-Tech, and it's a AMP-425. That's Alpha Mike Papa dash Victor 25. Over.
Got that written down. We'll check that out and see how it works. It's kind of interesting. Nice way, though, to have a little power with just your handheld in the mobile. I've never run an amplifier, so if I do have my HT in the car or my Tahoe, then I just run it straight to the antenna, and it puts out 5 watts. So, but a lot of times I'll put in a mobile rig in the car and use that. It's been good to talk to you, James. If you want a QSL card for your first contact, we'll give you a 5-9 signal here, and let me get the time. We'll say it was about 3:30 on 14661. How's that?
Sounds outstanding. I would certainly appreciate that.
So you'll probably show up in the database for me to search here, so I'll be able to get your address from there. But we'll send you a QSL card for your first contact. I still got mine, so it'll be something neat. All right, James, we're gonna hop out here and get on with some things we want to do, but definitely good to chat with you. All right, KO4BYU, this is N4HHC.
HHC, this is Kilo Oscar 4, Brigham Young University, BYU, over and out. Thank you, sir.
RLTR Mobile. Delta.
My name's Dave. How you doing?
Oh, the name here is Jacob.
Hobbling around. I just thought I'd fire up the 2 meters, see if it still worked. I ain't had it on in a couple years.
Power apologize for that. I was merging onto the interstate. But yeah, I'm out here mobile, actually on a older radio I just picked up today. It's a Yaesu FT1802M I just bought today. It seems to be working pretty good, though.
Yeah, where'd you get it at?
State sale up in Spartanburg.
You get a pretty good deal on it. Yeah, my HF stuff ain't been on here. My antenna's broke right now, so right now at least the 2 meters still working.
I have a feeling. Unfortunately, I recently moved, and where I moved to, I'm not allowed to have an antenna out in the yard. I haven't talked it over yet with the land person to try and let me put one up. So my only way to operate is off of the ham stick that's on my truck. So that's my current only motive of HF, but I haven't even put the radio out in the truck yet.
I'm sorry to hear that. Something went down the wrong pipe there.
Alright, I do that. That happens to me all the time, but yeah, I don't know. I might be able to let Talker into let me put up something like a ham stick dipole or something, because there's not a whole lot of trees. But if I can just get something up, it'll be a lot better than nothing, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Gotta be a diplomat nowadays. I've never had that issue, probably in my early years when I got married, when we were renting, but I didn't mess with the radio much back then until the kids grew up. But I've always lived in an area where I've owned the land, so antenna farms have never been an issue.
Still a young kid, and one day I hope to own my own house, and so I can put up my own shack and as many antennas as I want. But for right now, renting's fine, and I'll just make do landlord to landlord, talking him into letting me have an antenna.
There you go. Well, someday it'll happen for you. And tell you what, it's a feeling of freedom that's unusual.
Yeah, I believe it. I apologize for a little bit late on my comeback. I had to get me a drink.
Hey, probably should be talking while you're driving anyway.
Actually, not that bad. I have I have a little boom mic set in here from my 2-meter 440 rig that recently went away. So I just hit a button on my steering wheel, and the microphone is up on the windshield. So.
Cool, that's great.
Makes it really easy, especially if I'm doing HF or something, because I'll just set it to a one frequency, and I can try and I'll just call CQ on that one frequency the whole time, and never actually have to mess with any of the knobs or anything on the buttons.
Oh, it's simple. That's all that matters.
Well, I hate to break it early, but I got a phone call I got to answer. So I'll say 73 to you. This is Kilo, Mike 4, Golf Kilo Delta. You have a good day, sir.
See you, Jacob. Kate.